In Afghanistan's Helmand province, Afghan forces have started conducting their own military operations for the first time. This comes as the NATO-led international force is talking about accelerating the handover of security to the country. The BBC was given access to one of the first big missions entirely planned and executed by the Afghan army. British forces were only supposed to be advising, but as Quentin Somerville found out, they did most of the heavy lifting for the Afghan troops.
Is a contact on a steel bull sign, one of the talisman bull signs, has had a second ID strike.
I'm standing in the middle of some fields and there are a few mud houses around me.
Advise a Victor Alpha, roger.
Just about 150 metres south of where I am, we've heard a huge explosion, another improvised explosive device.
No ISAF casualties, I say again, no ISAF casualties, unclear on ANSF.
The ANSF are the Afghan National Security Forces. They are leading this operation. Around 900 Afghan army soldiers and police have flooded into this part of rural Helmand. They're searching for Taliban fighters. The Afghans outnumber their British advisers 9-1. In a briefing room, Afghan officers plot the operation on a mud and rock map on the floor. British officers might be looking over their shoulders, but for the first time, this is an operation that is Afghan conceived and executed. With most British troops leaving in a few years' time, this, British officers hope, is the shape of things to come. The man in charge is Brigadier General Sharan Shah. He's brimming with self-confidence.
Our foreign friends are in the back giving us support, but we know this place better. We know the language. And only we can search the people in their houses, not the foreigners.
On the ground, the general and his men get off to a flying start, helped by the fact that many of the Taliban in the area are lying low for the winter. In the past, the Afghan army have been a ramshackle affair, but this lot are better equipped and more organised than before.
We're about 4 hours into the operation now. We've just heard another explosion, another improvised explosive device, a big one. We're told that the ANA so far have managed to find about 14 of these devices, and they're doing that because they are pushing forward.
But throughout this mission, sitting in armoured vehicles with their iPods, are British soldiers. They're here as advisors, but they're doing much more than just advising. They're making sure this operation doesn't fall apart, and they're determined to pass control to Afghans as soon as possible. It's an acceleration of the handover, perhaps a hasty one.
We're still on the 370 together. I've got 6.5, say again, you've just got over.
Lieutenant Colonel Bill Wright is pleased with progress, but he still sees big gaps in Afghan readiness.
At the lowest tactical level, they're very good. And when it comes to a fight, they are absolutely up for it. It's the bigger pieces now. It's ensuring that they've got the capability to service all their vehicles and get the spares systems up and running, the logistics up and running, to keep what is actually a huge army on the road and in the fight.
As today's operation draws to a close, it's clear that British and American troops are still the power behind the fight here in Helmand. Most foreign troops don't leave for another couple of years, but the limitations of the Afghan army to stand alone and face up to a determined insurgency are still plain to see.
That report from the BBC's Quentin Somerville. By the way, tomorrow on Here and Now, talking to the Taliban. Afghan expert Michael Semple does. He says the West needs to as well.
The current leadership is coming towards the end of their useful life. They're the ones who can cut the deal if anybody's going to cut the deal. If for whatever reason it doesn't happen now because somebody spoils it, whether on the, you can say on our side or their side, then the radicalized youngsters are going to take the reins of power, and this war is going to continue for many more years to come.
Michael will also weigh in on that debate over releasing Taliban detainees from Guantanamo. Hear what he has to say, Michael Semple, tomorrow.